USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is increasing the amount of intelligence it shares with Ukraine in their ongoing war with Russia. U.S. officials saying it's believed Russia is now shifting its focus to concentrate on the eastern and southern parts of Ukraine. The suspect in Tuesday's New York City subway shooting has been ordered held without bail. Frank James turning himself in a day after authorities say he unleashed smoke bombs and dozens of bullets in a train full of morning commuters, shooting 10 people. He faces federal terrorism charges based on the fact the events took place on a mass transit system. James' lawyer, Mia Eisner-Grinberg, speaking Thursday.
Initial press and police reports in cases like this one are often inaccurate. Mr. James is entitled to a fair trial, and we will ensure that he receives one.
USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.